Welcome to Mental Health Toolkit. So today we'll be discussing about autistic spectrum disorder, that's Asperger's syndrome more specifically. So Asperger's syndrome has gained recent popularity after several top profile individuals coming up open with their diagnosis. For example, notoriously Elon Musk recently described that he has autism in a popular talk show. So there are several individuals historically who are thought to have some features of autism to a lesser or greater degree. So Asperger's, as you see, is characterized by difficulties particularly associated with communication, and they have a specific set of interests which don't mix well with the common people and their perception. Asperger's, more clearly, they may have associated psychiatric illnesses. For example, they are more prone to have depression, anxiety disorders. They may also have some amount of associated motor clumsiness, so they may not have coordination as much as other individuals. Then the differentiating feature from autism is the lack of developmental delay, and usually they have normal IQ and there is no retardation in the development of language. But some features of autism, for example, the theory of mind deficit, which is observed in other neurodevelopmental disorder also, for example, that's the individual's ability to understand that other people have different mind, they too have feelings, they have thoughts. So this kind of perspective taking is absent in individuals with Asperger's syndrome. So they have difficulty empathizing with other individuals. Then in addition, there is also defect in executive function. They may have difficulty in switching tasks, planning tasks and executing them. And most of their daily routines are more rigid. As I said previously, the difficulties with social communication may be visible once they are in school, college, or when they join a new job, which is characterized by lack of socio-emotional reciprocity. They may have difficulty comprehending both verbal and non-verbal cues. They may have difficulty maintaining eye contact, wishing, reciprocating gestures, and they may take time to respond to social cues. So because they have poorly developed sense of social communication and comprehension. So in relationships, they come across as very blunt, and they have difficulties maintaining relationship because they simply don't understand the cues provided by the partner. They may come as very very objective. For example, relationships require some amount of subtle understanding of the dynamics, but because of their extremely objective and unemotional nature, they have difficulties comprehending the nature of relationships. They may be either too intense or too detached. So it's like either one of these extremes and no in between. So it's important that such subtle conditions are recognized early, and once they take therapy, there may be improvement in these aspects of daily life, so they may be able to better integrate with the society in which they live in and have a better quality of life. So usually subtle signs of autism are visible very early in their life. For example, the threshold is once the child starts growing up by around 3 years of age, at least some features of autism would be visible. So whenever some oddities are observed in any of the above mentioned domains, that is the social, then again difficulty with cooperative play, and some kind of motor clumsiness, it is better to undergo evaluation as early as possible and then provide appropriate therapy at the earliest, so they may be able to learn the skills and the trajectory of their development could be altered. So it's important that for any individual, so it is not all negative with Asperger's. As we have seen, there were so many successful scientists, so many successful people who had Asperger's. But it is also important to remedy the kind of deficits they have in the social sphere of life, in communication, and also in relationship and other domains, so that they can lead a more productive life. So I think this small conversation on Asperger's was useful. For more information, visit mentalhealthtoolkit.com, mhtoolkit.com. Thank you.